Today's daf in Masechet Chulin brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, right here on Matzor Tisha B'Av, is all about food. So this is Pei Dalet, and all arranged so that no one should have to feel they're breaking their meal. And we're holding here at Kvasim L'Vushecha, but Benny, you're going to put the beginning of the daf in. So six lines up from the bottom. So we're being Derech, we were learning all kinds of dinim about Derech Eretz in terms of eating meat and about not going beyond your financial capabilities and dealing with life according to your means and without going in any way into the taiva for the things that you'd like. So we dash another pasuk like this. It says here in Mishle, Kvasim L'Vushecha, Umechir Sadeh Atudim, V'dei Chalev Izim L'Lachmecha, L'Lechem Betecha, V'Chayim L'Narotecha. What does this mean? The lambs should be your clothing, and the flocks are in exchange for a field. Strange. And the milk of goats are enough for you, for the food of your family, and the food of your kids. Okay, what does all of this mean? So the Gemara Darshan is like this. Le'yelon yimkor, sorry, kvusim le'vushecha means, migez kvusim iye mabushecha. You should use your own lambs to be able to have the wool to make clothing instead of going out and buying an expensive suit. And, mechir sadeh atudim, if you've got a choice, it's always kedai, instead of having property that can eat up your money, instead sell a field and buy yourself some flax of sheep. But never sell sheep and buy a field, because the sheep continue to generate new money. V'dei chalevizim, dayo la'adam, there's plenty of protein in those goat milk. So all you need to do is yitparnes mechalev gidayim utleim shepetoch beito. If you live off of the cheese and the milk that you get from the kids and the goats that are in your own farm, that would be the best way to do it. But ridiculous to shecht your animals and to eat them when they're generating your food every day. Lach mecha lelechem beitecha. In that order, teaches you that lach mecha should be kodem lelechem beitecha. You have to take care of your own health before you take care of the family, because if anything happens to you, then everybody's in trouble. V'chaim l'narotecha, what does that mean? Omar Marzut, Rebbe Rav Nachman, the Torah teaches here another inyan of Derech Eretz. Give life to your children, which means, shelo yilamed adam et beno basar v'yayin. Don't get your kids used to high living. Get your kids used to living simply. And then if you do that, you'll give them life. And otherwise, you're going to give them a rat race. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. You want to get rich? Best way to do it is to get into raising small animals. Get yourself sheep, goats. They have kids and more kids and more kids. And each one of them actually is generating more and more money. Why does the Torah, when it talks about son, it says, why? Why not just sonecha? This teaches me they're called ashtarot, shima'asrot, ma'asrot et ba'alehem. They make their owners rich. V'yomar Rabbi Yochanan, I can tell you another piece. A very good advice. Don't drink lukewarm water. I'd rather drink kasa decharshin, rather have a whole cup of one of Snape's kind of potions instead of drinking just warm water. That stuff is dangerous. But that's only if it was half warmed up in a metal can of kli. But if it's in a kli cheres, listen, if it's in your coffee mug, that's fine. And even if it's in a metal kli, that's only shaloshadi behutzivaya. It's only if you didn't put anything into it. So there was one of the kind of things that you throw in, tea or whatever. Avoshadi behutzivaya letlan ba, then it's not so terrible. V'chiloshadi behutzivaya nami lo amra delot sayitz. And when we're talking about lukewarm water, we're talking about lukewarm water that had not been previously boiled. But if it was previously boiled and it was brought to tzitzit, it was brought to tzitzit, then lesson about we have no problem, and it's okay even if it cooled off. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan. I've got another great piece of advice. I know how many people there are out there who have inherited vast amounts of money, and they don't know what to do with it. So I'm going to tell you how to get rid of your money as quickly as possible. You wouldn't want to have it lying around, would you? So Mishi Niachlo Aviv Ma'ot Rotzela Abdam, you're at heir. You want to get rid of all that money daddy left you? I'll tell you, here's kinds of good things you could do. Buy yourself the best linen suits, and they wear out really quick. And only use the glass that we'll see we're talking about over here, crystal glass, and hire workers and tell them they can work out on their own. You don't have to keep an eye on them. And I guarantee you, you'll be out of money very soon. When I'm talking about klip pishtan, I'm talking about that kitna romita. I'm talking about those Italian styles. They'll take your money and they'll run. And the yishtamish beklis chuchit, I'm not talking about junk glass. I'm talking about zugita chivarta. Talking about this really expensive crystal, and that'll get rid of your money quick. And v'yizkor po'alim v'yeshevimoy, when I say hire people and let them work on their own, well, when I say that'll finish off your money quickly, I'm talking about people that are going to be working with things like shvarim. You can give them your Mercedes to drive and take care of that. That'll take care of the money very quickly. The nafish psidayu, because when they break down, man, they're going to cost you. Darish Rav Avira. Sometimes Rav Avira said this in the name of Rav Ami, and sometimes he said it over in the name of Rav Asi. What is meant by the pasuk in Tehillim? Tov ish chonenu maveh yechalkel devarav b'mishpat. Very good is a kind of guy who is a bal chesed, is chonen, he lends money, and he does his affairs with a lot of mishpat, that does things properly. Well, it means he works out the kind of hierarchy of values that he's got, of where he puts his money down. You can always eat and drink less than what your income would allow you, and you can save money. Don't have to have the best. Wear according to the kind of clothes that someone of your stature should be wearing. But when it comes to your wife and kids, the money that you just saved and how it is that you eat and drink, you should be mechabed ishto banav yoter mima sheyesh lo, and you should spend extra money dressing your kids and wife even beyond what they are really roy for in terms of their society, because they are dependent on you, and you're dependent on Misha Amar v'ayah olam, and the more secure that they could feel in life, the better your mishpat is. Darash Rav Ina Pitzchot Avereish Galusa. Rav Ina gave a drasha which got him into a lot of trouble. Rav Ina said, Hashochet l'chole b'shabbat, if you shecht a chaya or a chicken for somebody who's sick on Shabbos and it was a mitzvah to shecht. So once it's a mitzvah to shecht, it's also a mitzvah to do kisei adam. Even though the kisei adam is going to involve you in mukta, you'll have to pick up the offer, and actually we'll see that even if it doesn't involve you in muksa, there's a rabbanon were metakein not to do kisui, even if it was all prepared and there was no muksa involved, it was ofer tichuach, that was mukhan mirosh, they made a takona not to do kisui adam on Shabbat because of people that won't know the difference, and they would actually dig and be over and isa diraisa. So he said something wild. He said, you should go ahead and do kisui adam. Amalahu Rabba, this guy is saying something really stupid. Eshtomakama, if he said that, then take away his iPhone. Lishtanet lamore mine. Nobody should be able to listen to him. Get him off of Zoom. This guy is dangerous. Tanya. We see in a brighter clearly that that can't be true. It says, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, koi in shochatimoto biyom tov. You remember, as we learned, you don't do shchita nekoi because of the suffix. And if you did, im shachato, ein mechasin edamo. And what's new here is that Reb Yossi learns this from a kal vachomer. And his kal vachomer goes like this. If mila, now mila is a mitzvah that if you know that there's, today is the eighth day, the vadai mitzvah of milah is docha Shabbos. But if you're not sure if today is the eighth day, let's say that a child was born bein hashmashot, so you cannot be mechal Shabbos. I mean, it may not even be his eighth day, right? But what happens if the ninth day comes out on Shabbos? Then we don't do the suffix. Today may be the right day, and he's definitely chayav in milah, but we're not going to be docha Shabbos, and we're not even going to be docha yontav mitzvah suffix, and he's going to have to wait another day. So kisui, we're kisui adam, where even if you know that you're chayav to do it, is docha Shabbos. So for sure, isn't it obvious that the suffix is not docha Shabbos? Now here, gentlemen, well, I'm going to jump ahead because otherwise it gets a little bit difficult to wait till he finishes everything he wants to say, Rabbi, before bringing the raya that we should take away his iPhone. And that is that what Rabbi Yossi is saying over here is that the kisui, a vadai chiev of kisui, is not docha Shabbos. Now, how in the world would there be a vadai kisui on Shabbos? You can't shecht on Shabbos. So the only case would be that you can shecht on Shabbos, meaning you've got someone who's desperately ill, and you're shechting for him. And nonetheless, the whole price it takes for granted, well, you certainly can't do kisui adam. So that's why he thought the Rabbi Yonai was talking nonsense. Anyway, but we'll have to wait till he gets to the end of understanding the whole braita before he actually speaks this out. So anyway, the braita continues. So if kisui were, even if there's a vadai chiyev kisui, it would not be docha Shabbos. So how could the suffix kisui, which would be nogea the koi, let's say, how could that be docha yontav even? So therefore, it's for sure the koi that you shechted, you do not do kisui adam, because it's a suffix. So amrulo, they tine it to Rabbi Yossi. Well, that's not necessarily true, because what about tkiyah shofar? Tkiyah shofar outside of the Beis HaMikdash, where we do not do tkiyah shofar if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, right? So over there, even the vadai of tkiyah shofar is not docha Shabbos. And yet, the suffix of tkiyah shofar is docha yantav even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, maybe you can do the kisei adam on yantav of a koi. The Gemara is going to explain what all of this means in a minute. First, let's just read the Braita, and then we'll explain it. So Rabbi Elazar HaKapar also had a taina against Rabbi Yossi, and he says to him, what you're saying doesn't make sense even in terms of the Svara. Because, look, you can't learn out from Mila, because Mila, there's no mitzvah of Mila at the nighttime on Yontev, but there is a mitzvah of Kisui that is knowing at nighttime, if you know that this is a real Chaya. So maybe that's the difference. Maybe even though a suffix Mila, which is not at night, doesn't Techa Yontev, maybe a Chiyav, which is Chal at night, which is more Chomor, and it's a suffix because it's a Koi, maybe it does Docha Yontev. Omer Rabbi Abba, let me tell you something. This is one of the things, Rabbi Yossi, who made this Kal Vachomer. And Rabbi Chiya said, you know, I don't know how to answer this. This Kal Vachomer seems to be absolutely right. And we cannot do the Shechita of the Koi, and we wouldn't be Machasit. And then, believe it or not, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Barimi, he managed to figure out a way to show that it wasn't correct by bringing in his point about the Lila. Anyway, my point is, says Rabbi, that what Rabbi Yonai said before was crazy. Because here, the whole braita took for granted and based it on the idea of katanimia, quote, kisui she'en vada odoche Shabbat. Now, tell me what case he's talking about. Where is there a chiyuv of kisui on Shabbat, for heaven's sakes? You can't be shechting on Shabbat because it's also the shecht. The only case that the braita could be referring to is somebody who was shochet for a cholet. So, and it takes for granted. And of course, if you're shochet for a cholet, it's not going to be docha Shabbat. So that means that Rav Ina was completely wrong. He said, yeah, if you're doing already the shechita for a cholet, you can also do the kisui. And Rav Ina was off the wall. No, wait a minute. You can't prove it on that basis. Maybe the case in the braita was not referring to a case where somebody was shechting for a chola. Maybe it was talking about that a guy shechted And he was over, maybe he forgot, whatever. He shechted on Shabbos, but maybe if he shechted as a mitzvah and Shabbos was nitcha and he did it for a sakana, maybe then eino chinami. Maybe it would be tochei Shabbat. No, no, no. The Braita is talking about a case of kisei hadam that is juxtaposed to the case of mila. So the case of mila, we were saying, if vadai mila is doicha, what's that talking about? That's talking about reshus, it's a mitzvah. So then the kisei that we're talking about, that we're bringing a raya to, has got to be a kisei that you did b'reshus. How did you do a kisei on Shabbos b'reshus? Must be the guy was sick. And the Braita takes for granted, and of course you can't do the kisei adam if you shechted on Shabbos. So therefore we see that Rav Eino says, do the kisei adam. That is dangerous. That is absolutely wrong. It's clear that kisei adam, even if you wouldn't be, this is actually a machlokas haposkim, whether we could learn this from the Gemara, but the pashtas is that it means even if there would be no iser at all involved. So Erev Shabbos, you had ofer tichoach that you had prepared in your home for any usage over Shabbos, which we know that that is used for so many things. And there'd be no problem, mi'ikar adin, in doing the kisui. Nonetheless, the Chachamim asur doing kisui because of the chashash that you'll come to chilul Shabbos, and someone may actually dig, thinking it's a mitzvah. So if Rav Eino went ahead and said it's mutter, I mean, it's not just that he made a mistake. It's that it was like being doicha, a whole takana d'rabbanan that we don't want people to be nichshal in. And he says, go ahead and do it and be nichshal? That's terrible. Okay, getting back to the braita. Once we already saw the raya, so we see that Rav Eino was wrong. But meanwhile, let's go and understand the braita properly. Amrulo, tikiat shofar begvulin tochiach, because Vada'ah is not Doche Shabbos, and you don't do Kiyah Shofar outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's Vada'i Achiyav and it's Rosh Hashanah. And yet the suffix of is it Rosh Hashanah or not Rosh Hashanah, you do on Shabbos. Now, can you tell me what you're talking about? What suffix are we talking about over here? That we're not sure if today is a weekday or if it's Yontif? I mean, so what's the problem? That doesn't prove anything. If Vada'i Shofar, it's ridiculous. If I Vada'i do Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so what are you telling me about it? If it's not Rosh Hashanah, what could I possibly be doing wrong in blowing a shofar? Well, this is insane. If Vada'i Yom Tov Davcha, it's going to be Docha. Sofik Yom Tov, Sofik Chol, is there a question? That can't be what you meant. That would be nutty. Oh, so it must be like this. We're talking about a case where we're not sure if someone is a man or a woman. So he's a tumtum, an androgynous. Now, an isha is not chayevas et kiyah shofar, and yet we will blow the shofar on yontif for someone who might not even be chayev. And why does Rabbi Yossi not agree to that? Because Rabbi Yossi says, what's wrong if a woman blows a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Nothing wrong with that. The Tanya. We know that in general, Rabbi Yossi holds that any time that a woman wants to do a mitzvah, someone who's not chayiv in the mitzvah, wants to do the mitzvah, so on a rabbah, they do the mitzvah. Here, we have even a question where it could lead to being over on an iser, the Tanya. B'nei Yisrael somchin, v'lo b'not Yisrael somchot. The halacha is, smicha on a korban is done by men and not by women. And Rabbi Yossi, together with Rabbi Shimon, says, if they feel like it, they are allowed to be somchot. Now, there is an iser that is involved in a smicha, because if you lean fully on a korban, so then you're going to be doing melacha with a korban, which is an iser d'oraisa. So if Rabbi Yossi holds that the woman has the right to do smicha if she wants to, so then obviously he's going to say that she can blow the shofar if she wants to. And what's more, here we have this big machlokas between the Sfardim and Ashkenazim, but the Rambam paskens, of course, as you know, that according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, if she does the mitzvah, then she actually says the brocha, even though it says in the brocha, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah sovitzivanu. and you say that nonetheless. The Sfardim do not. But this is the way the Rambam paskens. Like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, that the Noshim are Samchot Rishus, and therefore, why should she not be allowed to go ahead and do the Tkiyah Shofar if she wants to? So that means that we see her as actually doing the mitzvah, even though she was not Mechuyev in the mitzvah. So if that's the case, it doesn't make any reshim on me, says Rabbi Yossi, your argument, because what's wrong with the woman doing it? Amar Avina, there's another reason why the Rabbanan don't make any sense. Because even according to the Rabbanan about not being chayevet as an isha, there's still a simple pircha to what they're saying. Because tkiyah shofar, you bring a raya from tkiyah shofar. Because tkiyah shofar is actually docheh Shabbos, at least in Yerushalayim and in the Mikdash. So because of that, I understand that even if it's a suffix, it's a much more chomer mitzvah, and it'll be docheh yantav even outside of Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. Mashen kein bekisui. Kisui is not done at all, ever, on Shabbos. So the dinim of tkiyah shofar is not a proper basis for allowing me to do kisui adam with a koi. It's irrelevant. And then the brayta went on to say, Heshiv Rabbi Elazar akafar baribi, ma lamila shekenenu noheget b'leili yom miptovim. Can't bring a raya from mila, because kisui is more chomer than mila. Mila, you're not chayev in the night of yantav, but kisui, you are. What do you mean by night of yantav? What does yantav have to do with it? It's only, but mila is not done on the night of yantav, but it is done on other nights? I never heard that. I only heard about Yom HaShmini. So, b'leili yom tovim u'delo nago, you're telling me there's no mila, only because it's a yantav night. But if it wouldn't be yantav night, if it would be Tuesday night, so then I would do mila at night? That's, you didn't say that very well. Ela mala mila, Shekein ena noheget b'leilot k'beyamim, is what you should have said. Tomar b'kisui, shenoheg b'leilot u'beyamim. Now, Reb Abba at the end of the Braita said, wow, this Reb Yossi's Kal v'chomer, I got to tell you, is one of the things that Reb Chiya said, it adds up, I can't figure out any way to be doche that Kal v'chomer. Zechad min advarim sh'amar Reb Chiya, ein li aleihem teshuvah. And came along Rabbi Elazar HaKafar Baribi, and he figured out what the solution is and why it really isn't much of a problem.